Hey, welcome into the David L. Gray Show, off code, unscripted, on St. Dominic's Media. Hey, make sure you guys subscribe to the channel. I don't want you to miss anything. I really don't. I'm dropping videos like every day. So subscribe here or hop over on Facebook, subscribe to me there, or better yet, go to stdominicsmedia.com and join our mailing list. I don't want you to miss anything. I don't want you to miss the new video in the Catechism series that I'm doing on Catechism Catholic Church, dropping a video here today on virtues versus anti-virtues. So I want you to continue catching that and everything that we're doing there. I don't want you to miss anything. I really don't. So happy Christopher Columbus Day, man. I don't know if you're like me, but I wake up every morning. I'm not a big news junkie like I used to be, but I do find myself waking up every morning just to check the news to see if someone took a shot at President Donald Trump. As we learned in 2020, the Democrats would do anything, say anything for power. And so, man, I'm kind of worried about the guy because he doesn't have to do this. You know, he's just doing it because he loves the country. He wants to do good by it. And certainly, once again, I wake up and someone is discovered in like the second perimeter of this rally in Arizona. They have a bunch of guns on them. They have a bunch of IDs, right? So there's a suspicion here that he may have wanted to take a shot at President Donald Trump. Thank goodness there's more security. He was caught in second perimeter. He didn't make it deep into the rally. And apparently the guy, you know, he's released on like $5,000 bail. So apparently there's not a deep suspicion here that he was an evil actor. Like, he does have a bunch of guns on him. Some of them are loaded. He does have a bunch of IDs on him. Now it seems a little bit weird, right? But I think some people do carry guns on them. I have various different IDs and passports. I don't carry them on me because I don't want to lose them. But yeah, some people, it's weird. But some people do carry all their stuff on them. So, but keep President Donald Trump in your prayers, man. He doesn't have to do this, but it's wild. Yeah, I wake up every morning checking the news just for that. But yeah, happy Christopher Columbus Day. It's not happy Indigenous Day. I'm not that guy. I don't believe in changing the names of things just because some people are really super sensitive, right? That the baseball team in Cleveland, for me, since I'm from that area, is the Cleveland Indians. Are you like that? They're the Cleveland Indians. They're never going to be the Guardians. Forget that. I'm not a fan of the team in Washington, D.C., but for me, they're the Washington Redskins. I remember watching them as a kid. So kind of always liked them. They've never been my team, but I always kind of liked the Redskins. That's who they are. I don't believe in white privilege. I don't. I think you guys may have seen videos I've made here on this channel about that because I recognize I have a functioning brain. I recognize that privilege looks different ways in different places. There's some places in Nigeria, depending upon what tribe you belong to, you have more privilege than other people in certain areas. If you're in Atlanta and you belong to the culturally black culture there, I think you have more privilege in some areas of Atlanta than other places. Privilege is local. A black kid growing up in Bexley, Ohio, has more privilege than a kid growing up in the Appalachian Mountains. Privilege is local. I recognize that people who have more wealth have more access. People who have more education have more access. That's a privilege. LeBron James, who has a lot of money, his kids have more privilege than my kids. All right, it's just privilege is local. Privilege is based upon different things. But I do recognize that it's very interesting that, at least in the United States, that there seems to be a particular group of people who has the privilege to tell other people that they should be offended based upon things that they think should offend other people. For example, there was a time when you had a lot of black people, partially black people, on food. You had Uncle Ben on food. Aunt Jemima had pancakes and syrup. Her image, her black image. But there's a group of people in the United States who got to tell those people that, no, you should be offended by that. And we're gonna take their image off of food. We're going to do that because you should be offended. So now there's no black people on food, right? But there's no, us, you know, us black Americans, we did not get to tell these same people that you should be offended by the Quaker Oats guy on food. Or you should be offended by Daisy, the sun made lady on raisins. Or you should be offended by Wendy and on Wendy's restaurant, her red hair. You should be offended by that. She's too white. Or the Colonel on KFC. You should be offended by But so why does this particular group of people, white liberals, get to tell everyone else that they should be offended and strip the names of Indians off of sports teams? We don't get to celebrate their culture. Get to take black Americans off of food. We should be offended. Oh, you shouldn't have to look at that. Very interesting to me. It sounds like you don't want to look at black people in food, white liberals. So anyway, happy Columbus Day. Every Columbus Day around this time, Christopher Columbus, you know, poor guy. He's just always being attacked and he cannot defend himself because he's dead. So by proxy, Catholics get attacked. Oh, you bad Catholics. But Catholics, we never said Christopher Columbus was a saint. He's not canonized. He doesn't have a feast day. He doesn't. So, but it's around this time, you know, where we celebrate that, you know, we sing a song, 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue, right? Columbus Day, you know, federal holiday, I'm off, maybe you're off, you know, but, you know, it's always some sort of negativity around him. Oftentimes it's false. You know, Christopher Columbus gets accused of being a bad guy because of guilt by association or guilt by hiring. Like, yeah, some people on his ship did some bad things that apparently Christopher Columbus didn't like. But he sailed with these people. He ate with them. He hired them to sail on his journeys. And so it's guilt by association. Again, we don't defend that. Maybe we apologize for it, but we don't defend it. That maybe he should have done more. Right? But we'll get into some of the people who he hired. There's the myth surrounding it. You know, some Catholics want to say, oh, he's definitely a Catholic. You know, look at his name of his ship, Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria, which weren't actually the names of a ship. Tradition just calls them that. I think the Santa Maria was initially called the Santa Galilea. The Nina was actually called Santa Clara. The Pinta actually didn't have a name. That's a nickname. So sometimes we defend things without, you know, without a lot of historical veracity or a lot of knowledge, right? But we should get into this latest attack on Christopher Columbus that apparently he was actually a Jew. He wasn't a Catholic. He was a Jew. He was a Sephardic Jew, which means he was a Spanish Jew. So let's get into that. You know, it is October 14th, but it was on October 12th, 1492, that Columbus ships made landfall in the Bahamas, maybe around San Salvador. And yeah, we're being told now that he's a Jew. So let's take a look at this video to find out if Christopher Columbus was actually a Jew. Let's get into the Inquisition. Let's get into the forced conversions. Let's get into the evidence that he was a Jew and the evidence that he was not a Jew. Let's take a look at this video.
Momento.
Perdóname. Primer almirante del Nuevo Mundo.
So you saw that, you heard that. So Columbus, Christopher Columbus remains have been found in the cathedral in Seville, Spain. And so how do they know that's actually his remains? Well, the DNA, some of the samples of DNA from those remains have been tested. And they've been tested against the remains of Christopher Columbus' known relatives and descendants. And the DNA study has confirmed that the remains of Christopher Columbus, those are his remains that you saw in the video. And not only that, the DNA reveals that Christopher Columbus was a Sephardic Jew, which means that he was a Western Jew, a Western European Jew, a Jew living in Spain. So it doesn't necessarily mean that that's where he comes from. His parents, his relatives are these Jews who were living in Spain. Doesn't necessarily mean that he was practicing religion, but we'll actually get into that. Let's determine whether he was practicing Jew and he was just submarining as a Catholic. So let's talk about the Spanish Inquisition first. So yes, there is a timeline parallel here. Christopher Columbus does fall within a time frame of the Spanish Inquisition. It was established by King Ferdinand II of Aragon and Isabella I of Castile. So this Inquisition targeted Jews and it targeted Muslims. And one of the things, if you were discovered to be a Jew or Muslim living in Spain, you were asked to make a choice, convert or die, basically. So the Spanish Inquisition began during his lifetime, and it continued past his death throughout his life. So most notably, I think about this Inquisition, it was in 1492, a decree was issued by King Ferdinand that any Jew living in Spain was expelled, was forced to leave the country. That was a decree. If you were a Jew and practicing Jew living in Spain, you were expelled. This was the same year that Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue, that he embarked to the Americas. Interesting thing here that this Spanish Inquisition, that Catholics, again, we do not defend, bad thing, bad things happen. It should have never happened. Conversion should never be forced. Love is free. We should make a choice to love God because we were created to know him, love, and serve him. So everyone who uses their brain and be given a gift of faith should arrive at that conclusion on their own without being forced. But the Spanish Inquisition, it continues for a long time, and it takes on different forms. For example, in 1693, long after Ferdinand II and Isabella, in the United States, it was King Charles II of Spain in Florida who issued a decree that any slave in North America who makes it to Florida and converts to Catholicism will be free. And a lot of slaves did. And that's how we ended up with St. Augustine of Florida, which was the largest settlement of Black Catholics. That's how we ended up with Fort Mose. So interesting history with the Spaniards and incentivizing people to convert to Catholicism. But now, is there evidence that Christopher Columbus was actually a Jew? I think there is. There's a couple of pieces of evidence that, you know, you could bring up in trial. Perhaps for the Inquisition, if he was ever brought up for trial in the Inquisition, that suggests that maybe this guy is a Jew. Maybe he is. Well, first, there's his letters and journals. We can take a look at that first. And some of Columbus' letters and journals. He references a lot of Old Testament scripture. People call Jewish scriptures. Very little, I don't know if any New Testament scriptures, but a lot of Old Testament scriptures. He also uses the lunar calendar, you know, the Jewish calendar rather than the solstice calendar of Gregory. So that's a piece of evidence. Perhaps a stronger piece of evidence is, again, that guilt by association. A lot of the navigators, astrologers, and translators he hired for his journey were conversios. These were Jews who were forced to convert to Catholicism. It's 1492. Maybe these people got on the ship and weren't going to come back, right? So, interesting. Again, guilt by association. Also, there's incentive here for Columbus to submarine as a Jew. The Spanish Inquisition was brutal. It was brutal. If you didn't choose to convert to Catholicism as a Jew or Muslim, or if you didn't admit that you were actually a practicing Jew or Muslim, you were tortured until you admitted that, yes. And sometimes you want to admit, yes, say, yes, yes, I'm actually a Jew, I'm actually a Muslim, just to stop the torture. And then you're given a death penalty. There's capital punishment associated because you're a heretic. And heretics in this time, again, something Catholics should never defend, the death penalty or capital punishment. We don't, all human beings are made in the image and likeness of God. We don't kill the Imago Dei. The last people, the Jews who killed the Imago Dei, try to kill Jesus, were mocked for their effort. Jesus comes back in 3 days, laughs at the death penalty. Oh, you think you can kill God? Ha, ha, ha. I'm going to give you eternal life, right? So the greatest gift that ever happened in human history came by the way of the death penalty. That's what a crucifix is, the death penalty. And God mocked that he spit on and gave us eternal life for. So it's not something we defend, giving people the death penalty, especially because of heresy, right? But that's what happened during the Spanish Inquisition. And other than that, you know, you were expelled. Again, in 1492, you were expelled from Spain. If you were a Jew or Muslim, get out of here. In addition to that, you had your property confiscated. So it's really bad history. So yeah, Columbus had a lot of incentive to submarine as a Catholic, but actually be a practicing Jew. But conversely, is there evidence, real evidence, that he's actually a faithful Catholic? Right. There's evidence that he may have been a Jew. You know, there's some tangential evidence, nothing really strong there. It's really not. There's some incentive there for him to submarine as a Jew. really connect to his heritage and his people. But is there evidence that he's a practicing Catholic? I think there is some. And he's actually a practicing Catholic. That he's actually a faithful Catholic practicing the faith rather than a converso, a Jew who's converted again to Catholicism and really just pretending. I think the first thing we can look at is Columbus, his religious convictions. I think there's some strong evidence here that shows that Columbus and his writings were convinced that God had chose him to discover the new lands and to bring a Catholic faith to the people living there. Again, we can look at the people who he'd hired, the priests, the missionaries on his ships. And that he truly believed that his discovery would fulfill this divine plan. So Columbus seems to believe that God had chose him to be a missionary to spread the Catholic faith. Right. Also, I think a really strong piece of evidence that Columbus is a practicing Catholic is because of who supported him. You had the monarchs of Spain, Ferdinand, again, and Isabella, who were staunch defenders of the Catholic faith, so much so that they'll kill you if you're discovered to be a heretic, right? So and these people, Ferdinand, Isabella, the monarchs, these people had spies. They had snitches. If Columbus was actually a fake pretending to be a Catholic, somebody would discover something. They had spies. They had snitches. They had people on the inside. They weren't playing with this Inquisition. It was not a joke. So even if there was a scent of Columbus being a practicing Jew, those two would have known, and they wouldn't have supported him. They wouldn't. There are a bunch of people who could have guided a ship to the Americas. Columbus wasn't the only navigator out there. So I think that's a strong piece of evidence. And I think another piece of evidence, I think it's strong, and I explain to you why it's strong. So you look at some of Columbus' writings, and I think some of his actions, I think it reflects a deep devotion to Catholicism. For example, he frequently in his writings invoked the name of God and the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of God. So he writes about the Virgin Mary in his journals and letters. So why is this piece strong? So he could be submarining, again, knowing that they're spies, people who may have picked up his journal. Maybe he wants to drop some evidence in there, some sprinkles, some breadcrumbs to throw people off his scent. Oh, this guy, he's writing about the Virgin Mary. He must not be a Jew, okay? But the reason why I think that's a strong piece of evidence, because, okay, if he was a Muslim, this should be a concern. Because Muslims, there's a Muslim word called taqiyya. I think that's how you pronounce it. It's a judicial term in the Islam religion that allows Muslims to conceal their faith, allows them to lie about their faith. They conceal their faith and lie about who they are under certain circumstances, particularly when they're under the threat of persecution and harm. So this is why in Spain and these people places who had the, you know, Inquisitions, why Muslims were always, you never knew about a Muslim, because they could lie to your face and tell you, oh yeah, I'm actually a Catholic. And by doing so, they're proving that they're faithful Muslims because they're practicing taqiyya, okay? So, but that's not the case with a Jew. So if Columbus is a Jew and he's lying about being a Catholic, well, that's a sin. That's bearing false witness. So we're saying that, well, Columbus is not only a bad Catholic, but he's a bad Jew. So it can't really be both ways. So he doesn't have the same license that Muslims would have to lie with permission and not violate the Islamic law. So I really think in the conclusion of this, what do we say about this attack, that Columbus is actually a Sephardic Jew? I think, yes, we can recognize, yeah, perhaps Columbus is a cultural Jew. Fine. Or that, rather, that's his ethnicity. Fine, right? I think Teresa of Avila, I think she's Spanish, and I think her ethnicity was Jewish. Fine, but apparently she's a practicing Catholic. She's a canonized saint. Columbus, on the other hand, like I said, we don't know. He's dead. I think he's not a canonized saint. So you know, what do we do with this information? I think we can, again, recognize that, yeah, that's his ethnicity. There's a lot of evidence in place that he's actually practicing the faith. As Catholics, our response is pretty simple. We pray for his soul. Again, he's not a canonized saint. He's not someone who we have a feast day for. So because of that, only thing we have at our disposal is to pray for his soul. We should be praying for his soul. And perhaps as Knights of Columbus, you know, perhaps we don't do enough of that, right? Maybe there's just this assumption that he's in heaven. I don't know. It's weird. But we should pray more for his soul. We don't know. And the other thing, another piece here, I think is another opportunity here for Catholics to admit that the Spanish Inquisition was bad. All the Inquisitions were bad. It's not something we should try to defend. We should make reparations for it. We should apologize for it. And we should recognize the harm caused by it just historically. And how conversion should never be forced. Okay? This is David O. Gray Show. Off Code. Unscripted. St. Thomas Media. Catch you in the next one. Peace.